I may be putting myself to a test to see if I can narrate my way through this whole thing. Of course, it's easy to see the center is 2, negative 1, 1. And it also is a little easy to see that the ellipsoid is fatter in the x and z directions than in the y. So it might be shaped a little bit like a football with the a narrow side corresponding to the direction of the y-axis, but the trace in the xz plane is a circle of radius square root 2. How do I know that? Well, put in 0 for y, and that whole term, that middle term, becomes just 1/2, and subtract it from both sides, and we get what would look like an ellipse, x minus 2 square root over 4, plus z minus 1 square root over 4 equals 1/2. We'll multiply both sides by 4 and you get that equals 2. And that's just a circle with center x is 2, z is 1 of radius square root of 2. The trace in the yz plane, well, if x was equal to 0, the first term in the equation would be actually 4 over 4, which is 1. And if you subtracted that 1 from both sides, we just have y plus 1 quantity squared over 2 plus z minus 1 the quantity squared over 4 equals 0. So that can only be the point. And the point would be, of course, x is 0, y is negative 1, z is 1. The trace in the xy plane is a little bit tougher, but we can do that. You need to say let z be 0. And then we'd have to subtract that 1/4 from both sides. Now on the right side, we'd have 3/4. Then you'd have to multiply both sides by 4/3 to turn that into a 1 to see that the ellipse has a major axis square root of 3. The minor axis is, in fact, something like the square root of 3/2. X-intercepts are easy to find because to find the x-intercepts, we just let y and z both be 0. And if we do that, we get x minus 2 squared over 4 equals 1/4. And so multiplying both sides by 4, we got x minus 2 quantity squared equals 1. And so that's easy enough to solve. So x would either be 3 or x would be 1. So we get the point 300 and the point 100. There is no y-intercept. If you say let x and z both be 0, you can't solve for y. Same thing with the z-intercept. You can't solve for z if x and y are both 0. So you should try to sketch it, but it is in the 6th edition of Larson, Hostetler, Edwards on page 753. Even that picture is very hard to see.